So let's review. Zakta Mishnah. Hakayre Samagillah, Oymed V'yoshiv. One can read the Megillah standing or sitting. The Gemara points out, Masha Ein Kein Batayra. Torah should be studied while standing, as the Pasuk says, V'ata Poi Amoidi Madi. A Brisa relates, Mimois Moshe V'adram Gamliel, Loi Hoyu Lemaiden Torah Ela Me'umon. From Matan Torah until the times of Rabbi Gamliel, the Torah was learned standing. However, Mishameis Rabbi Gamliel, Yeret Choyli Lo'olam, V'hoyu Lemaiden Torah Me'yushev. After Rabbi Gamliel died, people became weaker and began to learn Torah sitting. The Mishnah continues, Kara Echad Karu Shnayim Yatsu. Whether the Tzibur listens to one person reading the Megillah or to two people reading simultaneously, they fulfill their obligation. The Gemara cites a Braisa, Batoira, Echad Koyer V'Echad Metargim. Only one person can read from the Torah at a time, while another person translates. Ubenavi Echad Koyer V'Shnayim Metargimin. While two people can translate during the reading from a Navi, however, Bahalalu B'Megillah, Afilu Asara Koyer V'Asara Metargimin. Even 10 people can read Halal or the Megillah simultaneously, because Kivin the Chaviva Yavi Daitayu Vishami. They are beloved by the people, because since they're read less often, people pay more attention and will hear what's being said even while several people are speaking. The Mishnah continues. Makam Shenagu Levarech, Yevarech. Mishaloi Levarech, Lo Yevarech. Some places have the custom to make a bracha on the Megillah, and others do not, and everyone should follow their custom. The Gemara explains, this is only regarding the bracha after the Megillah, but all agree that a bracha is recited before reading the Megillah because kol ha-mitzvahs kulam mevarech alein oiv la-siyasan. All mitzvahs require a bracha before they're performed. The Gemara explains, lefaneha mevarech memnun ches. Before reading the Megillah, three brachas are reciting, al-mitzvahs Megillah, shasa nisim, and shechiyonu. However, l'achareha mevarech. After reading the Megillah, we recite the following bracha, Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech ha'olam, harav esrivenu ve'adon esdineinu ve'anoikim esnikmaseinu ve'anirfalonu mitzareinu, v'mishalim gmul l'chol oyvei nafsheinu. However, the Gemara cites a dispute how to conclude this bracha. Some say, Baruch atah Hashem, hanirfalu Yisrael mikol tzareim, while others conclude, Baruch atah Hashem, hokeil ha-moshiyah. Therefore, a proper rules one should say both. Baruch atah Hashem, hanifal Yisrael mikol tzareihem, hokeil ha-moshiyah. The Mishnah continues. B'sheni b'chamishi b'shabbos b'mincha koren shloisha, in poichsen mehem ve'em oisifin aleihem. On Mondays, Thursdays, and Shabbos afternoons, exactly three people read from the Torah. Ve'en maftirin b'navi, and we do not read from the Navi. The Gemara explains, k'neged Torah neviim uksuvim. There are three aliyos corresponding to the three parts of Tanakh. Alternately, k'neged kohanim, levim, v'yisraelim. They correspond to the three categories of Jews. The Gemara cites a related brisa. Ein poichsin miyud psukim beis hakneses. We always read at least 10 psukim. And the Gemara explains that they correspond to one of the following things. K'neged asar batlonin shebeis hakneses. To the 10 individuals who are paid to always be present in the beis hakneses. K'neged aseres hadibrei shenemru l'moshe b'sinai. The 10 commandments. K'neged asara hilulin sh'amar David b'sefer Tehillim, the 10 halalukas in the last 5 prakim of Tehillim. K'neged asar ma'amorois shebehen nivra olam, the 10 statements with which Hashem created the world. The Gemara explains which of the 3 olim reads the 10th pasuk. Rishon shekara dalad meshubach. It's commendable for the first oila to read 4 psukim, as we find shalosh kupois shebehen terminus alishka hayukasav alein aleph beis gimel. Shemitzvah Berishain. The 3 baskets in which the shkolim for the Beis HaMikdash were stored were labeled so that those collected first would be brought first. Furthermore, Emtsai Shekar Arba Meshubach. It's also commendable for the middle oila to read 4 psukim, as we find Mitzadik Pneim Klapi Ner Ma'aravi V'Ner Ma'aravi Klapi Shechina. The other Neirois were directed towards the Ner Ma'aravi, which was in the middle. Furthermore, Achrin Shekar Arba Meshubach. It's also commendable for the last oila to read 4 psukim because Milan b'kodesh v'loy meridin. In matters of sanctity, we go higher, not lower. The Mishnah continues. Hapoiseach v'hachoisim b'toyrah mevarech lefaneha v'achreha. The first and last ones to read the Torah make a bracha before and after reading. And a braisa clarifies. Hapoiseach mevarech lefaneha v'hachoisim mevarech l'achreha. The first oyla makes a bracha before reading, while the last oyla makes a bracha after reading. The Gemara adds, "V'ho idna kulu mevarchi lefaneu l'achareha." Nowadays, the Rabbanan instituted that every oyla makes a bracha before and after his reading. Zeira mishma achnasin mishma yoytzin. As a decree, because one who's not there for the entire Kriyas HaTorah, one who comes late or leaves early, will think that we do not recite both brachas.